It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He was shouting something about President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Possible active shooter at the Trump National Hotel in Doral.
Police scanner audio from Broadcastify early this morning near Miami at the golf club the president owns. Fox's Tanya J. Powers details what happened live.
Dave, the man draped a flag over the counter in the lobby of the Trump National Doral Golf Club near Miami about 1:30 this morning. Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says he was shouting about President Trump and firing his gun.
We're not saying that this is terrorism. We're not saying any of that, but we're not discounting anything at this point.
Officers from Doral and Miami-Dade confronted the man, exchanged gunfire with him, and he was taken into custody. A Doral officer was hurt, but he was not shot, Dave.
Tanya, President Trump's trying to reassure Kim Jong-un about their upcoming meeting after North Korean threats to pull out. The president says if Kim agrees to give up nuclear weapons, it won't be like Libya.
He'd be running his country. His country would be very rich. His people are tremendously industrious.
Democrats are angry. The president on Wednesday called some illegal immigrants animals. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person?
But the president says he was talking about specific people.
When the MS-13 comes in, when the other gang members come into our country, I refer to them as animals. And guess what? I always will.
The Trump administration plans to bring back a Reagan-era rule banning family clinics that get federal funding from discussing abortion with women or sharing space with abortion providers. A legal challenge is expected. The day before the royal wedding, Meghan Markle finally has someone to walk her down the aisle to marry Prince Harry, her father-in-law-to-be, Prince Charles.
Markle's father, Thomas, is unable to attend after having heart surgery. There's also been a controversy about the alleged staging of paparazzi photographs. The royals saying Prince Charles is pleased to be able to welcome Ms. Markle to the royal family in this way.
Fox's Simon Owen at Windsor, England. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
French authorities have arrested two brothers they believe were plotting a possible terror attack involving either explosives or ricin poison. Some students and adults remain hospitalized in New Jersey, some in critical condition, the morning after a bus on a fifth grade field trip collided with a dump truck on a highway and tipped over.
There are two confirmed fatalities, God rest their souls, one adult and one student.
Governor Phil Murphy, that adult was a teacher. The House may vote today on a farm bill that has some Republicans and Democrats opposed for different reasons.
Republican leaders defeated a bipartisan proposal to eliminate a federal sugar program that's designed to prop up sugar prices. Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says it's needed to keep U.S. sugar producers competitive globally.
If you're competing against another government, then our government needs to do what we need to do to protect our guys as well.
That sugar amendment threatened to upend the overall five-year farm bill. Instead, it's now a group of conservatives who say they won't back the measure without first a vote on their preferred immigration legislation.
The farm bill has very little support from Democrats who largely oppose new food stamp work requirements. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's new relief for those of you who suffer from migraine headaches.
This isn't a drug that helps you once you've come down with a migraine. This one is aimed at preventing you from getting migraines altogether. It's called Aimovig, a once-a-month injection just approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It's made by the drug companies Amgen of California and Novartis of Switzerland. You'll inject it using a device shaped like a pen, and it's expected to cost $6,900 a year without insurance. The drug makers say it does have some potential side effects like respiratory infections. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Futures are moving higher the day after the Dow went down 55 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Well, good morning. It's ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. It is Friday. You have made it to the end of the week. And our local news now brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Savoy fire official has been found guilty of raping a guest at a party at his home. The News Gazette says 44-year-old David D.J. Dunn has been found guilty of aggravated criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. No injuries after a brush fire spread to an apartment building in Urbana. The News Gazette says fire crews were called out to 1024 Kerr Avenue yesterday afternoon. Flames were up to 30 feet high when crews got to the scene. The fire marshal says discarded smoking materials are to blame for the fire. No one was injured. The damage to the siding and balcony is estimated to be $15,000 to $20,000. The Illinois Senate has approved raising the minimum teacher salary to $40,000 a year. Under the proposal, the salary increase would gradually work its way in, and it would hit $40,000 in the 2022-2023 school year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
All right, thank you, Gina. ESPN 93.5 weather for the weekend brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Little rain on radar somewhere out there.
Yeah, and there's a 40% chance of showers today with a high 74, low 64, 80 the high tomorrow. Starting out with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. 63 our low by Saturday night with some clouds. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 85 expected. Then a 30% chance of rain that bumps up to a 40% shot at showers Sunday night and coming into Monday. Low 62 expected there. Right now the temperature at 65, a little overcast, ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is Friday, ESPN 93.5. Cubbies get rained out in Atlanta. They'll make it up August 30. Cardinals get beat by Philadelphia, who's pretty good. Wasn't very fun to watch Cardinal hitting again, struggling. Anyway, it's War to War tonight. I'll be down there. Christian and I are going down to get that Atlanta mesh jersey and see if the Cardinals can get it going. Behind Michael Wacha and Jake Arrieta, former Cubby, pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies now. Hardworking Man resumes on the 23rd of May. I will be going to CarX Tire and Auto at 906 West Bradley. And I do have a letter from Jim Sherman, Director of Marketing, about what I'm going to be doing. A little more than I expected, frankly. I really did not think. You know, anyway, they've got me general service technician. We'll utilize Stevie J as our general service technician in training, along with a trained CarX technician from our CarX Academy. Stevie J will get his hands dirty. Really? By performing oil changes on customer vehicles. That ought to scare you, if nothing else does, that I'm going to be changing your oil.
Don't you just cap that sucker with a little duct tape if I happen to drop the little thingy? We'll recommend the right oil for customers' vehicles, driving habits, and with every oil change performed at CarX, we also rotate and inspect each tire on the vehicle. How is Stevie J with an air gun? Oh, yeah. An air gun. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have to be trained, seriously trained. Each vehicle at CarX Tire and Auto goes to a 31-point courtesy inspection. Stevie J and his mentor will inspect each car thoroughly. Okay, so that's coming up. I think it's May 23rd. It's on a Wednesday morning. My hardworking man is back and looking forward to that. Okay. Again, CarX Tire and Auto, and that is 906 West Bradley. I'll be there on the 23rd. Ladies and gentlemen, Royal Wedding, live from Windsor, James Brooks. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
How'd you get in? Because you're media?
We're media. So, yeah, it's one of those things that in a minute it's all systems go. Everybody's preparing for tomorrow. Everyone wants their spot in the cameras and the spotlight. So, getting really busy down here in Windsor. The weather's lovely. And we're hoping tomorrow goes off without a hitch.
Okay, so what is security like, James?
Security at the minute is quite tight. The police here are saying that if anybody wants a spot on the procession route tomorrow, they need to be here usually about 5-6 hours beforehand.
Wow.
It's expected to be really busy in winter. All of the roads in the town have been closed off, and so they're really making sure that come the procession route, the town centre gets locked down, just so that it makes it easier for everybody, and you've not got people wondering about where they shouldn't be and what have you. So yeah, big police presence here, but so far as we can see, everything's going to plan at the moment.
It's royal commentator and journalist who for the last 5 years has played a major role in running the largest royal news website, Royal Central, which reaches millions of readers. He's covered many major royal events, including state visits, the birth of Princess Charlotte, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and also the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations. James Brooks, I was there for the Jubilee, and we have all kinds of like tea sets and cups from Harrods, of course, one of my favorite stops in London.
It's, I think the thing about this wedding is the amount of merchandise that has has gone on is unreal. We've seen everything from, tea towels to bikinis in the shape of Harry and Meghan's face, which when you see them, you won't be able to unsee them. So those things are scary, scary things. So, the attention on this wedding's been huge from all corners of the globe. Particularly over there in the States, the fact is that obviously Meghan, being an American, marrying into one of the most famous families and one of the most famous men, you could argue, in the world, and the world's eyes will be on Windsor tomorrow. Windsor's a relatively small town. It's not the same of William and Kate's wedding, where you had a lot more space to move about. The streets were still just as packed, but we're expecting the same thing here in Windsor tomorrow, and I think because of that, the wedding just seems a little bit more intimate. It seems a bit more, I suppose, like a family wedding, which it is. And I think a lot of people really excited to see the newly married couple on their carriage procession around the town. Hopefully the weather stays nice for us so we don't get caught in the downpour.
I know the things start here in our country, 6 o'clock Central Time for the middle part of our country. So we'll be watching 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Also, James, Prince Charles, it was revealed, will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle.
He has, yeah. So we knew, obviously, Thomas Markle not turning up now after those comments and that surgery that was reported by TMZ. And the fact that Prince Charles has stepped in, Meghan apparently asked him, according to the statement, to do it. And he actually walked her down the second part of the aisle in chapel. So it's called the choir. So Meghan turns up at the chapel. She goes in the door and walks down the first part of the chapel aisle herself, followed by her bridesmaids and page boys. And then Prince Charles meets her roughly in the middle and takes her down to the altar to meet Prince Harry. And I think the thing about this is Prince Charles is used to all of this state pageantry. I mean, he'll be a calming influence, I would have thought, on Meghan, give her some advice if she needs it. And the fact then Doria, her mum, who we thought potentially would take her down the aisle, I would have thought Meghan will have asked Doria whether she wanted to do it. It's a lot of pressure to put on somebody at the last minute at any wedding, let alone a wedding that's been watched by a million across the world. So, yeah, really interesting to see Prince Charles there. A nice touch. And I think he'll be really happy to have such a key role in the wedding day.
Yeah, big day. The world will be watching. James Brooks, how do people find you?
Have a great day. And you can head on to royalcentral.co.uk. We'll be bringing you news from across the day here today and also, of course, throughout the wedding day.
And you said royalcentral.com?
Royalcentral.co.uk. Always from the UK.
Gotcha.
Have a lovely day, guys.
Thank you, James. James Brooks, live from Windsor. He's a reporter there. He gets to go to the wedding, and 600 get in the church, and then there's the B team who get the bleachers as they first come out of the church.
The reveal as a wedding couple.
And then the parade, you have to be there 5 or 6 hours to even get a spot.
And see the carriage go by for 30 seconds.
That's amazing. I mean, again, this is phenomenal.
There,
yeah,
though.
I guess, but what does that do for me?
And it looked
I
like,
was there, so what?
Right. It looked like the wedding reception only has a couple of hundred guests,
wow.
Which I thought was wild.
Wonder what we're serving. Let's check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
A couple of homers from Philadelphia. 6-2 was the final yesterday over the St. Louis Cardinals. Today is Illini Day. Well, actually, bragging rights game, so there'll be some Missouri fans there, too.
Yeah.
And we'll have Coach Brad Underwood there. He'll be signing autographs. The jerseys have a big buzz because they're navy with an orange eye and an orange St. Louis
wearing mine
logo.
Next week for you.
Okay, so. Sounds good. Should be fun tonight, and yeah. I hope the weather's good. So, again,
raining all day in St. Louis, all day.
I see.
Looks like it'll break by about 8 o'clock, so it might be a little delayed, but it looks like lightning, thunderstorms all day in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, by the time Brad Underwood throws it out, it'll move through.
That's right. Well, the Cubs were rained out with Atlanta yesterday, so they've got a series starting up against Cincinnati tonight on US 105.9. Oh, I need to get to our Redbird Recap.
Here we go.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John, this Philadelphia Phillies ball club is really playing some great baseball. They've won 24 of their last 36 games.
And they've won 3 in a row, Mike, beating the Cardinals 6-2 last night. But what was lost in the whole evening, the way things played out, the great start by Luke Weaver. Weaver gave up just 1 run on 4 hits over 7 innings. He walked 1, struck out 6, but he gave up the home run to Carlos Santana, and the Cardinals were not able to get a lead after Weaver left the game, and the Cardinals lost it 6-2.
6-2 was the final. We're back at it tonight as Mr. Jake Arrieta, the former Cub, will go against Michael Wacha. Wacha's 4-1. He'll look for his fifth of the year. We're on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show. Philadelphia wins the first of 4, 6-2 last night.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Hey, Chicago White Sox got 4 runs in the 8th inning to beat Texas 4-2.
Well,
they got their win for the next couple of weeks
right.
That's nice.
Oh, ouch.
Illinois got their 30th win, 30-17 on the season, 14-8 in the Big Ten. 5-2 was the final over Nebraska yesterday. A game tonight at 6 o'clock. On to the NHL, Tampa Bay over Washington, 4-2 yesterday. Series tied at a game apiece. In golf, Mark Leishman was on top of the leaderboard at the AT&T. Atlanta Coast Conference wants to expand from 68 to 72 teams. They're also talking about expanding the three-point line.
Make it a little longer.
Right.
Yeah, because it's an easy jumper for these college kids. Maybe make it a little further back. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by Timberworks 217. Call for a free quote at 217-260-8522 or find them online, timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, you need that? Timberworks 217 will take your tree service to a new height.
We got a high 74, expected 64 our low tonight. Chance of showers at 40%. 20% chance of rain, mainly in the morning tomorrow. High 80, low 63. 85 the high, with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. Wrap it up the day and into the evening with a chance of rain and a low 62. 65 now on ESPN 93.5.
We check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Okay, we got more from the royal wedding. That's ahead. We also got this Yanny Laurel debate. That's coming up.
From the Fox Business Network, mortgage rates are at the highest level since 2011. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.61% this week from 4.55%. Rates were as low as 3.99% as recently as January. Deere & Company earnings are in. Its numbers are mixed. International gaming company Paddy Power Betfair says it will be expanding in the U.S. following the Supreme Court decision on Monday that allows states to legalize sports gambling. Paddy Power says it hopes New Jersey's operation will be ready for the NFL season in September. Campbell's Soup will be seeing some changes. The company says Denise Morrison, its president and chief executive officer, is retiring. Keith McLaughlin, a Campbell board member, will be interim CEO. The Dow was down 54 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 15. S&P down 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And an exciting race in Champaign-Urbana is back for the second year. It's time for your Mile at the Pines Minute. We're talking with co-race director Jan Seeley.
How fast can you run a mile? Find out at the second annual Mile at the Pines, Sunday, July 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Pine Shopping Center, intersection of Windsor and Philo Roads in Urbana.
So what is the format for the race, Jan?
Mile at the Pines features 9 separate mile races, run south to north on Philo Road. Mile at the Pines has a way for runners of all ages.
And it's benefiting a great cause.
That's right. All proceeds will be donated to CU Schools Foundation.
There's a number of sponsors making this race possible, right?
Yes. Mile to Pines this year is sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, Carl, Christie Clinic, Meyer, Country Arbors Nursery, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, Stevie J Broadcasting, and the Atkins Group.
To learn more and register, go to mileatthepines.com. That's mileatthepines.com.
Yep. If you need a vehicle, may I suggest Honda BMW Champaign, the President's Award winner for Honda for all of America, meaning their top 10% dealership. That means that they get great reviews in on service and sales. There's a whole bunch of them. And you got to do like 90-some percent on all. It's ridiculous how hard it is. So you've got a top 10% dealer here, and they've got the service to back everything up. The vehicles of Honda, you know that they're good. The Hondas are good. But the service is fantastic. And when I opened the hood on the Odyssey van and tried to check the fuses, I goofed it up, and then they helped me fix it, even though it was my fault. And they're going to put me in a car wreck?
That's pretty good service.
You know how the crickets will be chirping when people know that I'm changing their oil at car wreck coming up? Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. It's off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. If you want service, if you want a reliable, incredibly great vehicle, and you want to be treated with great service They're going to just, they want you to be a customer for life. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. It's Honda BMW Champagne, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. It's not my old friend, Deputy Chief Champagne Police, Troy Daniels. How are you, Deputy Chief?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you?
Beautiful day. I'm doing very well. Better than I deserve.
We are honoring the fallen coming up 11:15 this morning. Is that what I understand?
That is correct. At Westside Park, there's a police and fire memorial there. And for today, we are honoring the slain police officers of the city of Champaign and local areas at a ceremony at 11:15 this morning.
What happens after 11:15? Go to the courthouse?
Yeah, then we're going to get in a processional. We're going to move to the courthouse, and there's a very large ceremony that the is held right there at the Champaign County Courthouse at noon at Main and Vine in Urbana.
So people go to Westside and the courthouse, or either, I guess?
That's correct.
All right. It's important to recognize the bravery and the incredible work our law enforcement does. I'm all about you guys, and I really appreciate all you're doing, Troy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, the men and the women that are out there while we're sleeping, I appreciate them. They head towards gunfire. They move into darkness where they can't see what's going on. And we review every use of force at Champaign, especially with body cameras now. And I was just looking at some this last week and was amazed at how much restraint and professionalism is shown by the men and women of our department and area local department.
You do a great work, and I sometimes wonder, except I don't like thinking about it very much, if there was nobody to answer 911 for 24 hours, what kind of chaos would ensue? It'd be incredible. It'd be anarchy quickly.
Yeah, you know, most people are really good people, but there would always be that small group that would try to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we live around a lot of really good people that support us, and we feel that support and appreciate that.
Do you think it's better? It's gotten better, because when we did the banquet, it was, to me, awful. And I thought, although police are still getting shot, it seems way too often across the country. I feel a little more, this president appreciates law enforcement. There's no doubt he thanks him about every time I see him speak. So I'm appreciative of that. I think it's important.
Yeah, the last year we actually had, based on what I was reading, the least amount of officers that had been killed in the line of duty, it was like the second to the least in 50 years last year. So still way too many,
Right.
But fortunately down.
Okay, we got donuts and police. They're fundraising. What is it, Diane?
It's for Special Olympics today at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's correct. All over Champaign-Urbana and Champaign County, we've got officers from all the local agencies that are accepting donations for Special Olympics of Illinois, and they're out there getting donations, selling coffee mugs, T-shirts, hats, and this is something that's near and dear to law enforcement in Illinois. We love partnering with Special Olympics and seeing the joy and fun that the kids and adults have participating in the games.
My son Aiden participated last week at Warrensburg Lathan High School and got a couple of gold in his 100 meter walk and the softball throw with some other Unity Special Olympians. And it's just such a great day to be a part of. And we sure appreciate the law enforcement torch run and all you do to support Special Olympics. Thanks, Troy.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Troy, one last thing before I let you go, since the White House has commented on this. What do you hear? Listen carefully.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What do you hear there?
Laurel.
Me too.
I hear Yanny. What? What the heck's wrong with you guys?
Laurel. Laurel.
That's Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
I don't see how
I
you
don't
can
understand
get
how
Yanny
you can hear Laurel.
That.
Troy, you okay? You need your ears checked? What?
I'm not sure. That's just what I'm hearing. There might.
Come
you
on.
Know what? I have been accused of getting older though and needing a hearing aid.
No. The fact that you hear Laurel means your high frequency is good and you're good. I'm the one that got old. You guys are showing off on me here. I thought Troy for sure would be in my camp on this one. Anyway, hey, Troy, thanks for all you do. We really appreciate you, Deputy Chief, Champaign Police. Keep up your great work. Hope it. Hope people come today to Westside, 11:15 in the courthouse at noon, and honor our fallen and respect for all of our law enforcement. Appreciate what you do.
I appreciate what you guys do. Thanks for covering the story, and have a great day.
You bet. Troy Daniels, he's Deputy Chief for Champaign Police. Come on, 359-2255. Tell them you're hearing Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
How do you hear Laurel?
Laurel.
How do you hear Laurel?
Laurel.
It's Yanny.
How do you hear Yanny?
Laurel.
How do you get Yanny from
Laurel.
That? Yanny.
Laurel.
That is so wild.
Would you please correct Diane? I don't want to embarrass her on the air, but that says Yanny. Come on. How does Troy hear? It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
359-2255.
I've heard of this trend and how... I had no idea. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It's kind of a frequency thing, and I think if you hear Laurel, I think your hearing's better than mine, which hurts me a lot because Troy's been around, you know, gunshots and all these things as a police guy. I thought for sure he'd be a Yanny guy. I don't know what exactly. I mean, we're going to talk about it later with Tanya J. Powers, who's been covering that story for us. So 359-2255, you must hear Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
What do you hear? You can text in Y or L if it's easier.
Laurel.
It's Yanny. It's as clear as bell.
Huh.
It's just clean. Back in a moment, ESPN 93.5, where it is now 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A man is shot by police and in custody after firing shots in the lobby of President Trump's golf resort in Doral, Florida overnight.
He was yelling and spewing some information about President Trump, and that's what we know so far. And he had an American flag that he did drape over the counter.
Juan Perez with Miami-Dade Police. One officer has a non-gun-related injury. The gunman has not been identified. About 2,000 masks have been handed out to people living near a volcano in Hawaii that sent ash high into the sky yesterday. Lava has destroyed about 24 homes there this month.
Most people didn't see much of the ash coating, if they saw any at all, thanks to wind direction, which is blowing much of the 30,000-foot ash plume away from them. Geologists say if the volcano gets more violent, there could be more ash and a potential for explosions that could hurl boulders the size of cows from the summit.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Ludlow man died from his injuries sustained in a two-vehicle wreck just north of Rantoul. 22-year-old Jorge Arroyo Morales was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred on U.S. 45 North. No injuries after a brush fire spread to an apartment building in Urbana. The News Gazette says fire crews were called out to 1024 Kerr Avenue yesterday afternoon. Flames were up to 20 to 30 feet high when crews got to the scene. The fire marshal says discarded smoking materials are to blame for the fire. Again, no one was hurt in that fire. The damage to the siding and the balcony is estimated to be $15,000 to $20,000. The Social Security Administration has announced the top 100 baby names in the state for last year. The top five girls' names in Illinois were Olivia, Emma, Ava, Sophia, and Isabella. The top five boys' names were Noah, Liam, Benjamin, Logan, and Alexander. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, I got an Isabella dog. I got a Benjamin's son. That's where those top
Benjamin's
five go.
Benjamin's in the top five, huh?
Yeah, Benjamin's third there. But Olivia, I know, is a really big name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, 7:33. I might cancel the rest of the program if I don't hear anybody texting in that they hear Yanny. So if you want me to do anything else, you're just going to have to text.
Laurel.
Everybody's hearing Laurel.
Laurel.
What's wrong with you people?
Laurel.
Can't you hear it?
Laurel.
What's wrong with me?
Are you serious?
Laurel. Laurel.
Yanny.
You hear Yanny.
Y-A-N-N-Y.
Laurel. Laurel.
I don't get you.
I don't get you.
What's up?
How can you get Yanny from Laurel?
Yeah, how do you get Laurel from Yanny? I don't get it. I really am a little concerned now because the texts coming in are all here on Laurel. Now I'm feeling I'm isolated out here. It doesn't feel very good, okay?
Well, I remember a few years back it was the blue dress or the gold dress or white or something like that.
All
and
right,
it was the way your pixels were in your eyes. Oh, did someone hear Yanny?
Yep, I hear Yanny. God bless you.
You got another old friend.
We're together.
Type in the year you were born, person.
Oh, stop it. So bad.
Because, you know, maybe it is an older ear thing.
On my computer, I hear Yanny over the radio. I hear Laurel. Well, maybe I need to go to my car.
Huh.
Maybe I need to just move out of this room, go to my car, because I'm really getting worried here. What do you hear, Yanny or Laurel? It appears. See, there's a 1979. So there you go.
Okay.
So if you're born in 79, you're young and your ears are good. I am fearful that it's something with me hearing that when you're not hearing that.
Laurel. Laurel.
It starts with a ya. How do you hear a la? It's a ya.
Laurel. Laurel.
That's weird. That is a weird. It's a high frequency, low frequency thing, I think. Okay. All right, good. I hear Yanny. Thank you. Starting to get a little worried. Thank you very much, the Yanny people. 359-2255, you want to chime in on that? That is a strange thing, how that can work. 359-2255, let me know what you hear, Yanny or Laurel. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by The Vault. That's good food.
It is. They've got that half-pound steak burger topped with homemade pulled pork, cheddar cheese, onion straws, pickles, jalapeno peppers. Wow, that's the cowboy burger. Ogden Vault on Facebook or OgdenVault.com if you want to check them out in downtown Ogden. High 74, low 64. Chance of rain at 40%. Otherwise, kind of overcast. Up to 80 tomorrow. Down to around 60 at night. We've got a slight chance of rain, especially early. Starting out partly cloudy with a high 83 expected on Sunday. 63 our low in the evening with a 40% chance of showers back in the forecast. We're currently at 62. ESPN 93.5.
Is it?
Simon Owen.
It is a big event. God save the Queen. She'll be there. It's the wedding of Meghan and Harry. Simon Owen, our good friend, live from Windsor, Fox News radio reporter. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie. Very well, thank you.
All right, so you're covering this event. Do you get to go into the church?
No, we certainly do not, but it will be televised and it will be watched around the world, and you know, I think there's probably a lot more people in Windsor who are not going than are going. Something like 600 guests and 1,200 members of the public invited to be in the grounds of Windsor Castle. But no, I am not on the guest list, as far as I'm aware.
Well, it's something to cover. I mean, they're talking about getting there 5 hours ahead if you want any spot on the parade route. Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think the last big royal wedding was William and Kate 6 or 7 years ago, and that was in central London, and we were talking tens of thousands of people lining the streets. I mean, this is certainly not Windsor. This is certainly not London. It's a small town. And actually, so far, the atmosphere is pretty relaxed. It's only the last couple of hours that it's felt like the sidewalks are really starting to jam up. And I spoke to a couple of friends who pitched a sizable base camp right opposite Windsor Castle, a really good spot to see things tomorrow. And they said they only arrived this morning. So it's not like people have been here or there was a need to be here for weeks to get a good spot and that sort of thing. I think it may well be the case that, yeah, you'll want to be here early tomorrow, but sleeping out on the sidewalk tonight may not be necessary on this occasion. It's a little more informal than the last one.
I gotcha. Okay, Prince Charles broke news overnight because he'll be walking Meghan Markle down the aisle, huh?
Yes, and that's the announcement from Kensington Palace this morning, and the palace says that the Prince of Wales is pleased to be able to welcome Ms. Markle to the royal family in this way. But there is a backstory here, and it's a pretty key role and a pretty extraordinary last-minute switch, because Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, was due to be here, and then reports came out earlier this week. He apparently spoke to TMZ, the celebrity news website, and told them he was not going to be there, and it's sounds like that was the first Kensington Palace knew about this. And you think, you know, the Brits like to plan these things with military precision. And so this is not the sort of change that is normally going on in the days before a wedding. But Thomas Markle says he has had health problems and heart surgery, and therefore he needs to rest and can't be here. There has also been a controversy where he's been accused of staging paparazzi photographs in the build-up to the big day. And so all in all, there's been this last-minute switch, and so the word came out this morning that, yes, it's going to be Prince Charles. We thought it might be Meghan Markle's mother might do the honours, or maybe she would walk down the aisle on her own, but in the end, she's for the groom's father.
You know, Simon, this is it, man. I mean, till the kids, right? Nobody else can get married at this point.
When, yeah, at this senior level, there are other royals, but yeah, at this senior level, this is it. And on a sort of business note, this has been, these two weddings have been really good business for the royals. Yeah. William and Kate's wedding was a huge event. It was watched by something like 2 billion people around the world. And this one, you know, Harry and Meghan, I think, are pretty popular to perhaps to a lesser extent. They're not quite as well known, maybe. They're not a future king and queen as far as it looks like at this point. But they are popular. William and Harry always rate well in popularity surveys as far as approval ratings of the royals go. And so this is good high-profile stuff for the firm, as the family is known. And, yeah, I mean, I guess the next thing will be potentially kids if they follow. But in terms of royal weddings, yeah, at this kind of seniority, it's probably the last one for a while.
Well, Simon Owen, as always, fantastic. I'll meet you at that little tea shop at the corner there at Windsor. I'll be there at 4, so hope the crowd's not too bad.
There's plenty to choose from.
Thank you, my friend. Well done. Live from Windsor.
Sounds good.
So it's not a very big town. Could you look up the popular of Windsor?
Okay.
Okay, so still the Yanny Laurel thing.
Here's one that says, my wife was born in 95, so, and here's...
And what'd she hear?
Oh. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Here's Yanny. I hear Laurel.
Okay, then. So it's not a young old thing. Here's somebody who's born in 1937. They hear Yanny. Here's Jim who says, Stevie, put the crack pipe down. Really?
Because that totally suits your personality.
Yeah. Thomas hears Laurel. There's no Y or N in it, says Thomas. I beg your pardon? What do you mean there's no Y or N? It says Ya-ni.
No.
Yeah.
Laurel. Laurel.
While the plays over, God Save the Queen.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Now, I went into the national anthem. It went from Laurel. The God Save the Queen to the national anthem.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay, so there you go. It's clearly Yanny.
It looks like the population of Windsor is 32,000.
Yeah, that's Urbana. So we're having a royal wedding in Urbana.
Exactly.
That does put it in a bit of perspective now, doesn't it? So what do you hear, Yanny or Laurel? What they heard at the White House. I do have that. Thank you, Andy. That's good to play. The White House put out a video, which I think is great.
There's a Laurel from 1964.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure it's a hearing issue at high frequency, but we'll try and break it down as to why, because there's now all kinds of YouTube videos on the science behind this, and why some hear Yanny, but how you hear La and I hear Ya, it's really one of those weird ones. It's kind of like ABBA. It's A-B-B-A regardless, but backwards, forwards, it's just like, it's weird, strange.
You know, who cares what it sounds like, something that liberals would concentrate on, the mindless story of the color of a dress or...
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway.
On and on and on.
It's pretty interesting.
There
actually.
Might be ulterior meanings for the word.
It's interesting from the hearing science world how that can be, because I'm for sure what I hear, right. And you're for sure what you hear.
Exactly.
If you're within 10 years of retirement, thinking and planning for your golden years can seem daunting, even overwhelming. For help getting started, focusing on retirement, Busey Investment Services and Busey Wealth Management shares the following 6 tips. Reassess living expenses. Consider all income sources, manage taxes, pay off debt, and power up savings. Account for health care. Save as much as you can now. Professionals at Busey Investment Services, led by Kurt Anderson and Busey Wealth Management, will take the time to understand you and create a sound investment plan for your goals. Call 800-67-BUSEY. or visit Busey.com today. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. But Busey's been around for 150 years now. Man, Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, it's 7:44. It's a big border war thing tonight. The Illini will have their mesh jersey tonight in St. Louis, Philadelphia, and the Cardinals. I'll be there for the 7:15. Does look like a lot of rain. Hopefully it'll push through by game time.
We had some winners of a family four-pack.
Yeah.
And that Ackerman from Urbana yesterday, Cliff, was the winner. Very excited
yep.
about being a part of it.
Check your sports headlines coming up.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Train Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Always love getting your text, 359-2255. What is a...
Last night I heard Laurel, today I hear Laurel.
Okay. So you heard Laurel both times.
Right.
I hear Yanny.
Last night I heard Yaron.
Wow. Okay, well, now
today
you're...
Today on the radio, I hear Laurel.
It's Yanny, clearly.
Doug.
Okay, thanks, Doug. By the way, what's a crack pipe?
Well...
Is that like a bong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I marijuana days, you know,
smaller.
I saw all kinds of people doing the bong. And I was at a lot of parties in the 70s where they handed me a joint, and I somehow never took a puff.
So what do you do then? Do you excuse yourself from the party?
No, I just stand in the circle and I say no thanks.
Okay.
I did that several times. I didn't even take a smoke.
Stiffity. Typically, the smoker's creed says everybody stops then if there's one.
Not in my circle.
Okay.
They kept smoking.
Okay, skip it more for me.
Some people said they smoked, but they did not inhale. I didn't even smoke. Remember me? Hillary. All right, let's go on to our sports here.
Thank you.
It is 7:47. Feel free to text us, 359-2245. It's Friday.
Rainy conditions in Atlanta yesterday preventing that last game for the Cubs and Braves. Today they'll start a series up against Cincinnati, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox got their 4 runs in the 8th inning to beat Texas 4-2. We've also got the Philadelphia-St. Louis game that we talked about. The Bragging Rights theme tonight, just after 6, you'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5. Yesterday, though, Philadelphia wins 6-2, and we've got your Redbird recap.
John, this Philadelphia Phillies ball club is really playing some great baseball. They've won 24 of their last 36 games.
And they've won 3 in a row, Mike, beating the Cardinals 6-2 last night. But what was lost in the whole evening, the way things played out, the great start by Luke Weaver. Weaver gave up just 1 run on 4 hits over 7 innings. He walked 1, struck out 6, but he gave up the home run to Carlos Santana, and the Cardinals were not able to get a lead after Weaver left the game, and the Cardinals lost it 6-2.
6-2 was the final. We're back at it tonight as Mr. Jake Arrieta, the former Cub, will go against Michael Wacha. Wacha's 4-1. He'll look for his 5th of the year. We're on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show. Philadelphia wins the first of 4, 6-2 last night.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin.
Also trending in the city with the arch, the Cardinals roster thinning.
Yeah.
With catcher Carson Kelly, a hamstring issue, placed on the 10-day DL. and especially the fact that he's in the catcher position. It looks like they're calling up 27-year-old Steve Barron from AAA Memphis.
Yeah, they played Pena last night. Adam Wainwright goes from a 10-day to a 60-day DL, which tells you a little bit about Adam Wainwright's situation. Also, something happened last night that was kind of a... There's a point in your career when they think somebody else can do better. So envision Anthony Rizzo is due up, and they bring a left-handed pitcher in, and they pinch hit for Anthony Rizzo and put Albert Almora in. That's kind of what happened to the Cardinals last night. Matt Carpenter was coming up, and they brought a lefty in, and they put Harrison Bader in to hit for Matt Carpenter.
I see.
And you could tell that was a tough one, but Matt Carpenter has hit 130 against lefties this year. Harrison Bader flied out to the track. There were two on, a critical moment that never would have happened any other time in his career. And it's kind of a toughie for Matt Carpenter. I don't know what the dynamics in the clubhouse are, because there'll be friction about taking out a veteran in a key spot like they did last night.
Huh. Okay, so Illinois beat Nebraska 5-2 yesterday. They've got a home contest at 6. Tampa Bay over Washington 4-2 in the quest for the Stanley Cup. That series tied at 2 apiece.
Check of your weather brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance, Inc. They're online at cmiclean.com. You can call them at 359-6262. CMI would love to put you in their circle of trust. Betsy and Brad Parks have all the disinfectants. They've got all the machinery. They got all those fancy schmancy things that'll help you clean the room in about half the time, maybe even faster, if you have the right tools. And they'll deliver. Check them out at cmiclean.com.
High 74, low 62, chance of showers 40%. Bumps up to an 80% chance of rain, especially overnight. Wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. And into tomorrow morning, a 40% chance of showers. Then partly cloudy, high 83, low 63, up to 85 on Sunday. Chance of rain late. Overcast 64 now, ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
East Hanover, New Jersey. They have cheerleading tryouts at the high school there in East Hanover, New Jersey, right? And one particular cheerleader didn't make the elite squad. And her mom got mad. And they took it up with the school district. And they said, you know what? You're right. Our tryout process is invalid. It's not fair. Philosophically, I think I've become somebody I think discomfort. That's what we should strive for in life. Discomfort. It's like everything in the world that we have tried to evolve towards and progress is the ultimate in comfort. There is no growth in comfort. None. There is only growth through pain. Only. Only growth through pain.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hey, Wingo, want to grab a bite after the show?
Would love to, go, but can't. Got to paint the man cave.
Some advice? Use Frog Tape. The brand pros rate number one for sharp paint lines.
Did you say Frog Tape?
Sure did. Frog Tape's the best painter's tape out there.
Better than blue tape.
Way better. Only Frog Tape features patented paint block technology, giving you the sharpest lines possible.
Man, you are full of good advice.
Yes, I am. And soon I'll be full of pizza. Remember, if you got to have sharp paint lines, frog it with Frog Tape. Available at a retailer near you.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Tree trimmer, you need one? We got one. Timberworks 217. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, 217-260-8522. Timberworks 217. Timberworks217.com. 753. All right, if you want an example of why Donald Trump is frustrated with the media and fake news and all that, you got one this morning that is absolutely as clean as a whistle and clear as a bell. He was talking about MS-13, called them animals. The headlines in all the major newspapers, Trump calls immigrants animals. That's out of context. That's not true. And to perpetuate the story, the leading Democrat in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, said the same thing. How can you call immigrants animals? He was talking about the gang, MS-13, that brutalizes all peoples, including children, and with knives cuts their hearts out. I mean, we're talking about animals. I don't know if animals isn't strong enough.
Right.
So Trumpity across all the headlines are Trump calling immigrants animals. That's poor journalism. It is absolutely poor journalism. They took it out of context because it fit their narrative. He's calling a group animals that deserve that and more. They're MS-13. This is a ruthless gang that we've never seen anything like the brutality of what they do to people and children. They are animals. And yet they took that and they made it look like he thinks immigrants are animals. And it's just, that's fake news. That's false. That's wrong. It's really bad journalism and it's really irresponsible to have that screaming across headlines all over America and the world this morning. And it's wrong. And it's your normal Washington Post, New York Times. It's normal people. But I just think that's a clear example of why there's a lot of frustration. And frankly, I think there's a lot of people aware of this and going, this is so ridiculous. It is so unfair. That's not what he said. If you take the whole thing and you look at the contextual, what he was talking about, it's MS-13 are animals. And because they could get a heck of a story out of it, perpetuating what people think about him anyway and keep hammering it home about how bigoted he is, it is false. It is really, really, really bad. So there's your clear example of why there's a lot of frustration with some of the coverage. Okay, you can text in on that if you like, 359-2255. The Illini tonight, it's kind of an Illini feature tonight. Missouri will be there. I'm sure the Illini will be. It's Missouri. I would think there'd be quite a few Missouri people, but I bet you the Illini will be well-repped tonight. We'll be there as well. They'll host Philadelphia. If you want to run down and get a ticket, you can still do that. Tickets still remain. And you can buy a special theme ticket. You receive the exclusive Illini-themed mesh jersey, which I'll be sporting next week. And we are very happy to be working with Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon team to present Mile at the Pines coming up Sunday, July 22nd. Participants sign up now for $20 to be part of 9 different waves of races from beginners to elite runners in various age categories. The goodie bags with your bib number will include a free beach towel.
Nice.
Wow.
They got the Atkins Group, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Riggs Beer Company, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Body and Soul, Carl, Buffon Salon, Meyer, Country Arbor's Nursery, Reynolds Towing, and us here at Stevie J Broadcasting, all involved Sunday, July 22nd, starting at 6.
We're helping Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. You can register now for the Mile at the Pines at mileatthepines.com. This is, in my opinion, a little biased because we're here, but the absolute best shopping nook in Urbana.
It's great.
It is a fabulous area out here. If you've never been at the corner of Windsor and Philo, the Pines is fantastic out here. It's just a great feel, great shops, and there's some available shops. You ought to get your business in there.
That's right.
Really nice parking. It's just a wonderful place to be.
MileAtThePines.com to get involved with the run.
All right, Fox News coming up. A little more of this Yanny Laurel thing. I'm sure we'll definitively say everybody's hearing Yanny when we're done. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stand by. Your news next.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams. But the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com. Or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois Portable Toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
You know, we got the news here coming up. You know, we like to have real creative and solid commercials that we you know, put together messages for our wonderful clients. I've got to say, the U of I Credit Union, I think this commercial is fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, good. Whoever did it, great. If it was another radio, great. Good job. This is really, really good. Listen to this commercial. This is a fabulous commercial. News next.
You used to tell them all those years ago, you can be anything, do anything, go anywhere. Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. That's what you told them all those years ago, right? And they listened, and they tried, and sometimes they failed. But you said every failure is a lesson. So they tried again. Sometimes it seemed impossible, but impossible is never an option. So together you worked hard. You always said it was never easy to make it all the way, but you can do it. And so...